everyone, and welcome to week three of our 40 days of prayer. Last week we were looking at intercession, and we have been praying. We've been praying together in the town centre, we've been praying at meetings, we've been doing all sorts of things in our small groups together, and we've been standing in the gap and praying for our town, for the situation we're finding with Somerset County. This week we have moved on to our next theme of 40 days. So the first theme, we were looking at Moses going up the mountain and the 40 days he spent before he received the Ten Commandments. So then this week we have been looking at intercession. We look at the 40 days when Moses came down of Israel. They had built a golden calf and had made God very angry. So he spent another 40 days. This is 80 days he'd now spent fasting and praying. He was very hungry at the end of it, we would imagine. This week, we're looking at another 40. So Moses sent spies into the land of Canaan to see what was there. This was the promised land that God was promising them. And so Bridget and I are going to spend a little bit of time unpacking that story and looking at our theme for this week, which is faith over fear. So do you want to talk to us a little bit about this particular story?
Okay, so the tribes of Israel have just arrived outside of the promised land, which is the land of Canaan. And God has promised them they're going to have this land. He said it's going to be overflowing with milk and honey. And Moses says he wants 12 people, one from each tribe, to go in and spy the land. Like, so they do, and they go in and they spend 40 days in there. They come back and they're like, guys, it's amazing, it's exactly like what God said it was going to be. The landscapes are beautiful, the crops are flourishing, like, it's great, apart from one problem: the people there are like really hench, and we cannot we cannot defeat them. And they start to doubt God, and they start to doubt what God has said about them being able to overthrow the people in there, and they start to question whether or not they're even going to do what they've been asked to do.
And so we wanted to look at this subject because we are in a difficult situation ourselves, aren't we? We're looking at to the future, we're looking to God to say, okay, God, what's the next thing for us? What in this really difficult time, how are we going to approach moving forward? What do you want to say as a church? Where do you want us to put our energy? Where do we want to go when cuts and services are being taken away everywhere, left, right and centre? So we wanted to look at this particular subject and go, okay, so what are we looking at? Where's our perspective at the minute? Are we looking at the opportunities, the big grapes and the big bunches of grapes they were talking about in the story, or are we looking at the that's going on at the moment? What can we learn from the story about the spies being sent into the land?
So I think it's about trusting in the things that God has already promised us. So for the Israelites, it was the land, the promised land, and for us, it's the hope that there is something good to come. There's something up his sleeve. He's got something for us. And even though right now the process isn't clear and it looks like there's big obstacles in the way, we know that there is an end result and God has already promised us victory over that. So it's trusting him in the process and having the faith over fear that we can go with him in that.
Absolutely. It's a difficult time for lots of people at the minute. I know personally my job is funded by the council, and it probably won't exist come the summertime, but it's that level of knowing that God will provide, that God is Jehovah Jireh and he will provide, and that we know that we can trust him with our futures because he has plans to prosper us and do us good and all of those kind of things that we need to hold on to in the midst of it, and allow our faith to sit over our fear and let God's perfect love wash it away for us.
Yeah, and the mindset thing of what do we allow our focus to stick onto, whether it's the bits that are scary or the bits that are of God and of what he's promised. And the Israelites are a really clear example of if you get stuck on the bits that are hard and you forget that nothing is impossible for God, and if we're with God then nothing's possible for us, then then we're going to run away and we're going to fail because we don't have the courage to try. Mm. And if nothing else, having faith in God gives us the courage to try.
Yes, absolutely. And the Bible tells us that faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. But I think also fear as small as a mustard seed can probably paralyze us and stop us moving forward and doing anything. So we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. We keep our eyes fixed on him and then allow faith to grow. So, Bridget, as senior community outreach worker in the church working with the Roost, how do you find you're able to express your faith
for people who are the most vulnerable in society? So a lot of them are experiencing homelessness and are rough sleeping, and they experience a lot of fear in their lives. It's something that becomes part of someone's daily routine if they're in that sort of situation. And fear, I think, stops people from believing that things are possible, because the fear gets in the way of those sorts of hopes and beliefs. And so if I have to believe that change is possible for them if they don't believe it in themselves. And so the reason that I do what I do is because I believe and I have faith that change is possible for them. And sometimes that can be scary in stepping into some of the situations or kind of hearing some situations they're in. They're not always easy to listen to. But I have the faith that God is in there somewhere, and that God will meet them. And that's why I do what I do. And that's how I can continue doing it.
That's amazing. It's not an easy place to stand. And in for each of us, I guess, when we are at work with the most difficult situations, or we're at home with our families when people are ill, or in just within the church in general, as we're walking side by side together, having faith and holding each other up through difficult times is what Jesus calls us to do. We're supposed to walk together and trust that God, as we said before, has a plan and a purpose for us, for every one of us, because we are all God's precious children, whether we know him yet or not. Okay, so this week, as a church community, we want to look at growing our faith. How are we going to do that?
Well, if you go back to the story of the Israelites and the Promised Land, the thing that surprises me is that after God has looked after them and has taken them out of Egypt and performed all of those miracles, they almost seemed to forget about that. And when it came to this particular crunch point, they were like, nah, we don't trust God anymore, like, it's all too scary after they've been through so much already. And I think if they had changed their attitude and looked back and see what God had done and been celebrating that and thankful of that, and, you know, understanding that it's the same God that got them through that will get them through this next thing as well, I think that would have changed their attitude. And so if we as a church make more of a point of celebrating who God is, the promises he's made us, things he's done in the past, I think that'll help us to navigate this next process without fear and with faith, because he's done it before, he'll do it again.
Absolutely. The scripture from Romans, with that we will rejoice in our current suffering, because suffering producing perseverance produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's poured out his Holy Spirit into our hearts. And hope and faith, they are together in all of this, aren't they? We need to have that hope and faith that God has done amazing things and that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, obviously, Bridget works for Y4F, and we want to celebrate everything that has happened in Y4F over these last few years, because God has done amazing things through the whole program. We recognize but that's not what we believe God wants us to do. We believe that God wants us to keep moving forward and taking the love of Jesus out into our community, to the poor and the marginalized and everybody who needs help. So to continue moving forward, people to stand up and pray, to have the faith to stand with us, to have the faith that God is going to do what God wants to do. But we also need finances, and if you are in a position to give, you can go to yeovil.cc/families and you can give a one-off donation to Y4F at this time. We believe that God is in this work. We believe that God wants to take this work forward, and we believe that he wants us to do it rejoicing in faith and not in fear. So consider, please, joining with us in supporting this amazing work so that Bridget and everyone else can support everybody who is in need at this time. So if we're living in fear at the moment, if we're worried about our job disappearing, about our services disappearing, what's one piece of advice that we could give to people to help at this moment?
So when one of my clients, for example, comes to me and they're expressing that they're in a situation that is scaring them and that they're afraid of, part of my job is to take some of that from them. So maybe it's a situation that they need to deal with and they don't feel equipped to. I'll take that from them and give them back a small part of it that they can handle and that they can manage, but that I'm, you know, going with them through that as well. And sometimes that's what we need, and God's offering to do that for us. So I think it's about, if something feels too heavy or too overwhelming, giving that to God and letting him handle that, and then he will give back to us the bit that we can manage with as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, that's what we need. And we need to stand together. Like you stand with your clients, we need to stand side by side with one another. Person, actually, we can do this together, and that we're not on our own. Yeah. So join with us this week. We're going to be looking at how to increase our faith. Join in with the daily devotions. Please come along to prayer meetings. There's an extra worship time in the coffee shop on Tuesday, as well as our prayer time on Thursday. There's going to be lots of ways in which you can come and grow your faith and stand with us and pray for everything that we want to see God do. There is lots of opportunity in this time ahead. We don't want to live in fear. We want lots of things and plans for us to do.